Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me." While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Texas police have made an arrest in the fatal shooting of actor Eddie Hassel in Dallas last weekend. Grand Prairie police say they arrested 18-year-old DeJean Antone on a capital murder charge Wednesday in Dallas, according to the Associated Press. Hassel was best known for roles in NBC's Surface and 2010's Oscar-nominated The Kids Are All Right. He was also in the 2017 films Oh Lucy and Bomb City. Police spokesman Mark Basita said he was a victim of wrong place, wrong time. The United States has set a record for the number of new coronavirus cases in a single day, recording more than 100,000 on Thursday. The number of hospitalized patients or those that have died were not included in the report by the New York Times. Denmark State Serum Institute, which deals with infectious diseases, has found mink-related versions of coronavirus in 214 people since June. That's according to a report on its website Thursday. One strain of the mutated coronavirus, which has prompted Denmark to wipe out its entire herd of mink, has, however, only been found in 12 people on 5 mink farms. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
NASCAR is wrapping up their season Sunday for the season finale 500 at Phoenix Motor Speedway. Driver Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, we've achieved our goal for the year. Our goal is to get to the final four. After that, it's all about circumstances. You have to have a fast car and you have to have things fall your way if you want to be a champion. So, it's like I said, I agree with Kevin. It's a little different than it used to be. And so now it just comes down to one race. Achieved our goal, 2 years in a row now making the final four. Hopefully we can finish this thing off. We obviously had a great Phoenix last year. Things were a lot different. You had a different aerodynamic package, but certainly I feel like when I go there that I'm going to roll off and hopefully have a race winner.
Driver Joey Logano.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to, fight our way and try to get our second championship.
The drivers in the final four racing for the cup are Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin. The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was going to be easy, huh? I'll tell you, it's 350 million people with disparate ideas. And, of course, here we are in this, you know, contested election. The pollsters did not get it right once again. It's almost like, I mean, we are in the midst of all this dysfunction. And we continue to give it place. How much longer can we put up with this? Trevor Loudon is a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist, my good friend who has been at the forefront of all things America. I mean, really analyzing the underbelly and these paradigm shifts that have been taking place. And what is on display right now is no surprise to him. He's warned America. He's been saying this for a number of years, that the democratic socialists, the communists, the Marxists, boy, I'll tell you, it's like, Trevor, it's like the dam has opened up and they've all been given place for expression.
Well, they have, Bill. You know, this has been under the surface for a long time, but it's like termites. You know, they're burrowing away in your house. You don't know they're there until one day you lean on the wall and it collapses.
Right.
Well, we're at that point now. The termites, the communists have been burrowing away for a long time, and now they're out in the open.
Well, and the thing is, as you and I talked about the last time, I mean, we think of communists. I mean, at the core, at the center of all this, are the Chinese communists, right?
Look, absolutely. We need to understand the COVID disease was deliberately fanned by the Chinese Communist Party with the Democrats to bring down the president, because mm-hmm. they know they cannot survive four more years of this crazy guy in the White House. The Black Lives Matter riots were all instigated by Liberation Road, which is a pro-Chinese Communist Party with deep links to the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. And now we are seeing all the key states, I'm talking North Carolina, I'm talking Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all of them that are still in play have large pro-Chinese communist voter registration groups in those states that have been working heavily in the minority populations.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them come out of the ACORN movement, which was well known for its vote fraud. So this is a Chinese operation biologically, a Chinese operation with the riots, and a Chinese operation to flip certain states, battleground states, to the Democrat, to Joe Biden's favor against Trump.
Yeah, I mean, as we were talking with Horace Cooper just a moment ago, Trevor, I mean, you look at the numbers. I mean, here's Joe Biden with his, questionable mental health. He is in a bunker most of the time during the campaign. Certainly his charm you know, he cannot even carry the satchel of one Barack Obama, who I believe was one of the most charming presidents in the modern era. You might include Bill Clinton with that, but I think even more so, Barack Obama's charm, even to this day, exceeds just about any president, including Donald Trump. Here it is. Joe Biden is able to garner more votes than Barack Obama. How is that possible without some sort of chicanery?
Look, I think the chicanery is epidemic in those key states. And I think Trump is playing a very good strategy here. He's going to take these cases to the court, and the fraud is going to be exposed to the American people. Because we've been talking about Democratic Party vote fraud for years. And they always poo-poo it. No, there's no evidence. Well, we're going to see the evidence now. By doing this, Donald Trump is going to expose to the American people the absolute dishonesty of the Democratic Party in the same way that Devin Nunes exposed to the American people the dishonesty of the deep state. Hang on to your chairs, folks.
But Trevor, it requires a media and other outlets to, to come alongside. I mean, look at what they did with the Hunter Biden story. They squelched it.
Right.
You know, things about Joe Biden that they have not, they haven't done their job. And this is why the president, rightfully so, has placed the moniker of fake news upon the mainstream media. I mean, we've got to find a better, truthful outlet and manner in which we can get this information out, because, as we know, they say, so easily, well, democracy dies in darkness. Well, yeah, but you keep turning out the lights, and you want democracy to reign. What are you doing, right?
Well, yeah, well, I think the media has done its job. Their job was to destroy President Trump and get elected to the advantage of the communist Chinese. So they did a great job, and they're still trying to do a job now, shutting people down. We've seen nothing yet where they're going to deplatform everybody they can. That is why I'm so gratified to see the Trump train starting up again. The networks are built, have not stopped working. The money's flowing into Trump's campaigns to fight this. And when he flips, when he wins states that are being called for the Democrats, because of evidence of massive vote fraud, even the mainstream media is not going to be able to shut that one up. So,
exactly. You're right. I mean, at this point, the level of exposure has to be obvious, so they have no choice but to report on it. And to me, Trevor, I don't know, when I look at it, I think that, Arizona is probably the start of that unveiling, because some of this is so obvious there. Do you agree? Along that scenario.
Yeah, Arizona is critical. You know, you had pro-Chinese communist groups, people like Lucha, who are part of this network, whether they understand it or not, who have done massive work in Arizona. That's going to be uncovered. That's going to be, Arizona's going to be one of the first to go back, I believe, to the Trump column. And it may even put Martha McSally into the U.S.
back in
it. You know, so, and then I think Nevada will be key as well. The same things have been done in Nevada. And then it'll go right through Georgia, right through Michigan, Wisconsin. I think Trump's going to win almost all of those states back and actually end up winning by a landslide.
What do you think? I mean, well, I have several pollsters that have been consistent in their projections, solid, and not like the ones that we've been manipulated by and conditioned by, these pollsters that just ought to go away. And they consistently predicted, Trump winning by a landslide. They just, and I talked to them throughout the evening of election night, and they said, Bill, the numbers are juiced. They are manipulating the numbers. This is exactly, the models are out of whack. And of course now, as the dust has settled, and we're finding out in some of these districts where you've got, over 100% of the people voting. I mean, come on. You have really jumped the shark on this. You've gotten so aggressive that if there is any kind of earnest inspection of all this, it's quite obvious, isn't it?
Look at it. There's no way you can get 130,000 votes dumped.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Trevor Lobden after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, that That's Danny Gokey's song. I would say to all of America right now, you know, don't lose hope. You know, we'll get through this. And as, you know, our socialism expert, Trevor Loudon, has told us, I mean, this is quite the reveal. I mean, this entire year, and I would say the presidency of Donald Trump has been, I guess if you wanted to say one word about this administration, it has to do with exposure. Donald Trump exposed and put before the American people, you know, something that we always suspected, that our institutions were corrupt, they were not working in our better interest, they were self-serving to the elitist, and this has been on full display. And, you know, and I believe that, you know, to top it off, Trevor, is this election has been a manufacturing of a predetermined result brought to you by the Democratic Socialist and the elites, that they were ticked off because an outsider who came in, and even though regardless of his track record and everything and the new standards that he that he's put into play, they were going to do everything they can to take this guy out short of an assassination.
Yep. Look, you know, Donald Trump walked into an 80% completed socialist revolution. Hillary Clinton, wow, if she was elected, was going to legalize 22 million illegal immigrants and give them citizenship and voting rights. That would have sent Florida, Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, and Arizona irretrievably blue. Mm-hmm. There never would have been another Republican president. They were that close to sealing the deal, and he walked straight into the middle of it and totally upset the apple cart, and they've been trying to destroy him ever since and get back on the Marxist track, and this election was supposed to do it, and I think this election is going to be Trump's opportunity to seal the deal and finally expose the absolute corruption and socialism and unethical behavior that is now endemic in the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
I think this is a great opportunity.
Did he underestimate the power and influence of the communist Chinese?
I think he did. Look, Trump walked into office. He knew the Chinese were bad, but I don't think he understood how deeply they were entrenched in the Democratic Party and in the social movements of America.
Right.
You know, that's what he didn't quite get. Well, I think he's got a much better idea now, and he has got a plan to basically take down the Communist Party of China, to do to the Communist Party of China what Reagan did to the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. And what a boon that will be for the world. You imagine a free, liberated China.
Exactly.
How that could contribute to the betterment of this planet.
Trevor, there's no way that's going to happen under a Biden administration.
Biden will sell. Like, Biden is China's man. Kamala Harris is China's girl.
Yeah.
You know, her whole history is pro-Chinese communist. Obama has, Biden has been working for the Chinese and the Iranians and Moscow his entire political career. He is completely their man. He will, look, right now the Indians are freaking out. Because they know that Donald Trump is the only world leader with the cojones to take on the Chinese,
right,
to back the Chinese down. They know that if Biden takes over, we lose India, we'll lose Japan, we'll lose the Philippines, we'll lose Europe. The whole lot will fall in with China.
And we're going to look in retrospect at that militarized island that the Chinese have set up as a kind of a peanut sort of setup, you know, by comparison, what we'd be looking at in another 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, look, I don't even think it will take that long. The Chinese are getting ready to move now, and this election is really. This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is China versus the United States.
Mm-hmm.
China wants Joe Biden. They've been working on every front to get him, you know, with the COVID, with the riots that they inspired, and now with the electoral battles where their pro-Chinese front groups are flipping, trying to flip states to to bring Trump down. This is a Chinese operation. Either China loses or America loses. That's what's at stake in this election.
And no doubt the communists are desperate, you know, for a victory here. They cannot accept a defeat, can they?
No, they can't. They know that they can't stand four more years of President Trump. We've got to understand the Communist Party of China is 800 families. It's like a mafia. They're hanging on by their fingernails to power. If Trump wins again and he keeps isolating the Communist Party of China, their own people will take them out. We won't have to do a thing. Yes. Their own people will get rid of them and liberate their own country. And that'll be a fantastic boon for everybody.
I'm going to ask a dangerous question here, and let me know your thoughts on it, and you can even say, Bill, I don't want to answer it. But where's our military on this?
Our military is with whoever. Now look, I got to be very clear. This is the leadership of the military I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The leadership of the military has been compromised in the same way that the leadership of the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CIA have been compromised. Obama purged most of the good leaders and put his own people in there. The American military is absolutely patriotic. They will vote overwhelmingly for Trump, mm-hmm. but the leaders will go with whoever is in power. They will go with Biden if it looks like he's going to win.
Right, exactly. So, I appreciate that information because my question, my doubt is, you know, are they going to, you know, take a stand here and, where they're going to be? And, of course, we've been set up for a while. And the suggestion a couple of months ago by Nancy Pelosi that, it was going to be a requirement of the military to come in and remove Donald Trump from the White House. And I'm going, where did that come from? Why is that even being introduced in the bloodstream of the body politic?
Well, that's right. Look, the Democrats will stop at nothing, and they believe they have enough sympathetic people and go-alongs to get-alongs in the top reaches of the military that if they can make a legal case that Donald Trump is no longer the president and he resists, they will call in the military. They're that confident. Mm-hmm. But I think Trump is going to just battle this one out in the courts, expose their fraud, and it won't come down to a military operation. The Democrats are going to be humbled and put out of business for a very long time through the courts. And
right.
What a fortuitous miracle that we got Amy Coney Barrett in there,
yeah.
I've got to say.
Well,
that's going to be a huge boon.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, there's a reason. I mean, she could be the Esther of America's constitutional republic.
Look, I absolutely believe that. And this is not to say she's going to vote in favor of the Republicans. Mm-hmm. She's going to vote in favor of the Constitution.
Yes.
And we do not get that out of the Democrat appointed judges. And in many cases, out of Roberts either. But now we've got a majority that will actually abide by the Constitution, and that's very, very valuable going forward.
How much longer, Trevor? I mean, do you think this is, you know, this finally gets exposed in the next week? Or are we gonna look at the rest of the month that we're going to be still having this conversation? What do you
think? I think it's going to go on for well into next week. I think Arizona could well flip. For Trump very soon, and that's going to upset the whole thing. And then we're going to see what happens with North Carolina, etc. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to go on for a little while, but I think the momentum is definitely going to turn in Trump's favor very, very soon. And we're going to see the Democrats go into increased desperation mode.
Well, Trevor, you and I are seeing, you know, similar things here, because I've been telling my people that there is a key thread to all this. And when we find that right thread and it's pulled back, it's going to be connected to this veil of corruption that's going to be fully exposed. That's what I see happening. You see the same thing, right?
Okay. Look, I think that's what will happen. I think we'll look back on this time.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, it's important veterans with VA benefits take the time to research options to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage. Orlando Gallardo, a Vietnam veteran.
As a veteran, I appreciate that the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans are a nice complement to my VA benefits to ensure I am maximizing my coverage. I encourage my fellow veterans to look for a plan that complements VA benefits like Humana Honor.
Visit Humana.com/Medicare.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me. While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations." USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, did you know that thousands of Americans are dependent on blood transfusions for anemia related to MDS? But there's a new treatment option, and we're going to tell you all about it. In the U.S., as many as 170,000 people are living with a group of bone marrow disorders called MDS, in which the body does not produce enough healthy blood cells. Low blood cell counts in people with MDS are responsible for common symptoms of the disease, including anemia and infections. People with MDS-related anemia often require regular blood transfusions to increase the number of healthy blood red blood cells in circulation. With us right now, as part of MDS World Awareness Day, is Dr. Caroline Baylor of Pacific Hematology Oncology Associates, and also Tracy Araka, who joined the MDS Foundation in 2004 as a part-time patient coordinator, assisting with patient education programs. She did so well that they made her executive director, and she'll tell us more about that as well. Tracy and Dr. Baylor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, Dr. Baylor, how common is MDS, and what are the risk factors for the disease?
MDS is myelodysplastic syndrome. In terms of risk factors, the most important risk factor is age. The average age is about 70. It's estimated that there are about 5 new cases per 100,000 people per year on average, but that risk goes up substantially with age. So once you get to be about 70, it goes up to about 75 per 100,000 people.
Wow. Yeah, so age comes into play here. What about the common symptoms of MDS, and what are the challenges of living with this disease, Dr. Baylor?
The common symptoms, as you mentioned, anemia is a very common manifestation, the most common manifestation, and that can manifest as fatigue, generalized weakness, feeling short of breath with normal day-to-day activities like going up the stairs. So it can really impact patients' quality of life on a day-to-day level.
To that point, Tracy, tell our audience about the challenges for people living with this disease. What is every day like for them?
So there's multiple challenges in living with MDS. There's the physical challenges, but there's also emotional challenges. There's the fear of being diagnosed with a disease that you've never heard of before and that you're now stuck with for the rest of your life. So it's really important that MDS patients find the right specialist. They find a doctor who works specifically with MDS on a regular basis, and then they get the right testing to identify their type of MDS so they can get the right treatment for their MDS.
Exactly. Well, I think just pronouncing MDS, let me see if I can do this, myelodysplastic syndromes, that's enough of a job in and of itself, right, Tracy?
Exactly. It's very nerve-wracking. It's not just the patients, it's the families and the caregivers that have to go through this MDS journey with them.
Yes, exactly. And I'm glad you brought that in, because like any disease, this becomes a project for the entire family, because if you're the one, you need help, you need support, not only, as you say, I mean, holistically, you've got the mental side of it to, you know, prop somebody's day up, to, you know, be a little bit of positive sunshine to help them get through, you know, dealing with something like this that ails them, that's with them 24/7, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's hard for patients because there's so many decisions to be made and so many different treatment options. And when a new treatment option comes out, then they have hope.
Well, Dr. Baylor, speaking of new treatment options, break that down, because we do have some breaking news, and that is that you do have some new treatment options. And this is like, what, the first in first therapy for MDS in 10 years?
Something like that. Yeah. So it has been exciting. So going back in time, you know, we used to just have to give blood transfusions, and that can be really difficult for patients. They have to get transported over there, and they take a long time. So the first line of treatment to avoid transfusions is EPO. It's an injection of a hormone that can be given subcutaneously under the skin once every 2 to 4 weeks. And that works for many people, but not for everyone. And even if it works, the effectiveness usually wears off after months to years. So this April, a new drug was approved called Reblozyl. And it's also an injection once every 3 weeks. And it helps the bone marrow produce mature red blood cells. So it can help those patients who would otherwise be left facing more intensive therapies.
Dr. Baylor, help us understand, do they consider MDS a form of cancer?
It really is. It's a clone of cells that's growing kind of irregularly and taking over the normal bone marrow function. It's different than cancers that more people are familiar with, like lung cancer, where it starts as a tumor and spreads, because it's really a diffuse bone marrow disease. Mm-hmm. And one of the major issues is that it could turn into acute leukemia, which is a very serious cancer.
Tracy, you're dealing with patients daily. What are they telling you about their MDS experience?
Patients are actually just so grateful to be in touch with a support organization. Some don't even realize that advocacy organizations for diseases exist. So our patient liaison, who's been with the foundation for about 18 years, counsels patients. She talks to them and their families on a regular basis. She puts them in touch with other patients so that they can talk about their disease and some of their coping mechanisms. We offer multiple different resources, from webinars to handbooks to animated videos, multiple different ways to learn about the disease and really to empower patients to be a part of their care, to have good conversations and good communication with their healthcare team and their families, and make sure that everyone is learning as best they can to fight this terrible disease.
Well, Dr. Baylor, on October 20th, that's MDS World Awareness Day. And I should say October 25th is MDS World Awareness Day. What do you hope that people will get, you know, from becoming more aware? What's the objective here?
That's a really great question. I think, you know, while we have many great treatment options, we still need more, because there are people that will live with this for many years and potentially die of the disease. So we really need even more effective therapies. We need more support for research funding and more participation in clinical trials. And that's where advocacy can help in terms of connecting patients with centers where there are clinical trials.
Now, in terms of symptoms, we touched on this a little bit. What are the key symptoms that, people should be looking for to realize that maybe they could be suffering from MDS?
So that's a great question. The most common symptom is fatigue, and I feel like everyone has some degree of fatigue, so that can be hard to tease out. But oftentimes patients are picked up by routine blood tests or evaluation for fatigue or shortness of breath by their primary care doctor, and anemia shows up. There are many causes of anemia, so it's important to rule out other causes like iron deficiency, for example. But primary care doctors should have a relatively low threshold to go ahead and refer their patients to a hematologist to help make sure that they don't have a bone marrow disease like myelodysplastic syndrome.
Exactly. Tracy, what resources are available for people living with blood cancers like MDS, and where can they find them?
Sure. So the MDS Foundation has a website at mds-foundation.org. You can find all of our resources printed and online on that website. We also have a Facebook page. It's a very active Facebook page. It's at MDS Foundation on Facebook. Our patient liaison looks through those Facebook posts and helps answer questions that way, too. Really multiple ways to get your questions to the MDS Foundation.
Well, that's excellent. Tracy Araca with the MDS Foundation. She's the executive director. And Dr. Caroline Baylor, an oncologist at Pacific Hematology Oncology Associates and the California Pacific Medical Center. Thank you so much for your time and all this great information. I know this is going to be very useful. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Don't you feel like, we needed to be here for this time in history? You know, you've heard me talk about moments and choices, and they happen in our lives. And sometimes moments, particular moments, are more significant and demand a significant choice. And I see that as where we are right now. I remember, you know, as I was growing up and going to Catholic school, and I was very privileged to be, I say, raised by nuns. I mean, they had such an influence on me. And, you know, I tell people, I said, yeah, our classroom size is on average about 55, 60 kids. I know teachers with public institutions today, well, my God, 55, 60 kids, how do they do it? Well, you know, they're nuns, and I think they prayed a lot. You know, and no doubt, but it was such a blessing. But I had one teacher in particular. I had her for a couple of years that most of the kids were just scared to death by her. Her name was Sister St. Mark, and they affectionately referred to her, the kids, not behind her back, as the Bismarck. You know, she had quite the presence, and you did not mess around. Well, you know, hey, look at, you're handling 55, 60 kids. You don't have time to fool around. She took no guff, and she gave it to you pretty straight. And but she used to always tell us, and during that period of time, she goes, "You're living history," and I hear her voice anytime things of a historical magnificence and significance occurs. I hear her voice. You're living history, and here we are today, doing such as that for a time such as this. And so, what is your choice at this significant moment? What is your participation? What are we supposed to do individually and corporately with this great American experiment that is being challenged? Now, I believe that we have enough people, in spite of what Trevor Loudon cited, you know, these attacks upon our government, and I believe that we have enough patriots to withstand it. It takes some courage. But it takes a faithful minority. It's always a faithful minority, even when you consider the start of our country. I'm waxing on here, and we're kind of waiting for Focus on the Family's counselor, Rob Jackson, to join us. Is he with us yet? I guess we're still waiting. Still waiting for him. Okay, so I will continue. So, you know, it is time for, you know, all of us, and especially those that feel like this is their calling for this moment. That if nothing else, I mean, and sometimes this is what happens, is you come to this moment in time and you think, okay, I get it. This is why God wanted me here at this time. And for the sake of, and, you know, you can look at it, I say for the sake of our country, but the world. I mean, America is not some, you know, some isolated country. I mean, you look at us, at the history of this country, how we influenced the world. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza did an awesome documentary, a film several years ago about, you know, pondering the question, you know, what if America didn't exist? What would the world look like without America? I mean, what, you don't have to go that far back and just look at, you know, what would have happened, a different story that would have occurred, World War One and World War Two. And what language, what would the culture, you know, be? The idea of freedom, it would be so elusive. And you talk about a minority consideration. Now, people of faith, we look at the Word of God, and that's what we count on, and we see, and we learn and understand what liberty is all about and why it is so important for God. I mean, God put us in this world not to be tied down, but to live our lives that in such a way that we relied on Him to sustain us. I mean, this is why even in our document, our founding fathers were smart enough to connect the dots and say, look at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is a God-given right, an inalienable right. It is not something that the government can deliver. And this is where we are today, ladies, frankly. Where we are in our country today is the government, the powers to be, as corrupt as they are, and we know that they are. We've known this for a long time. I mean, the truth of the matter is, the reason we wanted Donald Trump and 63 million people voted for him in 2016, we said, this is a mess. And we cannot count on the people within the bureaucracy, within the Beltway, to clean up their own mess. I mean, it's like you're asking a brain surgeon to do brain surgery on himself. It doesn't work, you know? And because we keep ending up with the same results. And we get more and more frustrated. And meanwhile, our indebtedness continues to climb. We know that's a national security. It leaves us vulnerable. And so we needed an outsider to come in. And wow, talk about an outsider. You know, we were so fortunate to have somebody that was so independent that he could take on these institutions and, as Trevor Loudon says, expose them. I mean, this is the year of 2020 of clear vision, and we're really seeing the underbelly of the bureaucracy and the Beltway. So what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to roll over and accept it and just say, well, it's too confusing, and I don't want to talk about it, I'm worn out, and this election thing should have been over already, and, you know, what's going on? And, you know, don't even ask any critical questions. Just go along to get along. And that's the thing that's so dangerous, is we've got too many go-along to get-alongs in our country. And I love that line from Trevor. I'm going to steal that forever. But that's really where we are. We've got too many people, and we're being set up to be chattel for this this new American government that's been in process for a long time. And I don't know about you, but it really stopped me to draw pause there when Trevor said that when Hillary Clinton in 2016 was predetermined president of the United States, that the country was already at 80%. Becoming full-blown socialistic, that everything was already set up, all the tentacles and the relationship with China and these outside influences were there. And here we were, but for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump obviously upset them severely, because when you're talking the communist Chinese being controlled by, you know, it's a mafia, 800 families, I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like California. California, when you look at the history in the last 80 years, controlled by four families, you know, and, you know, they're the ones that keep getting elected and there, and they're the ones that continue to move things as a one-party state. And this is the problem that we have. You know, you're going to hear a little bit later on coming up in the third hour, our discussion with California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley. And he and Mike Gallagher from the state of California assemblyman, a few Republicans, you know, because the Democrats have such a super majority, and this is what's ruined the state. I mean, this is, it doesn't work when you're being, you know, commandeered by one party. I mean, a perfect case in point is you look at our health care system and Obamacare and why it's such a mess right now. This was all designed by the Democrats only. They didn't want any Republican input. I mean, this was going to be a signature legacy piece of historic significance, all brought to you by Barack Obama and the Democrats. And it is a mess, a royal mess. I mean, all designed to take care of supposedly 30 million people that were uncovered, that were not covered by health care. And, you know, and you can reduce that number because they already knew going into it of that 30 million, but they all got put into it. There was a good percentage, maybe a third, roughly, of that 30 million that said, I don't care about your stinking insurance. I don't want your insurance. And so they weren't going to take it, you know, even if they gave it to them for free. But they got in the number so they could inflate the number. And even today, they want you to believe the number is significant, when the fact of the matter is today on Obamacare, there's only about 8 million people. So it is a sad vestige of what the Democrats want to be, because the deal is like all socialists, you know, they need more time and more money, and they'll prove the point. Whether it has to do with, you know, climate change, you know, the new Green Deal, just more money, more time, and we'll prove to you that it works. When we already have empirical evidence to tell us about renewables and how costly it is, how inefficient, at the point maybe somewhere down the line it might make sense, but right now it doesn't make sense. And especially when you see what's happening with, you know, what fracking has done, how it's energized. And you see, the reason that we were able to get to this point of development within our energy sector is because there was a conversation. Yes, there was, you know, a very passionate side, and that really challenged the oil industry and challenged our energy sector. And they didn't put themselves in the fetal position and just cry about it and whine. They went to work and did something about it, and they came up with this idea of fracking. And this idea of fracking has led to our energy independence. See, this is what happens when you get people of varying ideas, and what you do is you make things better in the process. Now, will oil and coal always be a part? I don't know. But right now, when you see where we are with America, and, you know, you talk about the emissions and how much cleaner, again, how much cleaner. I grew up in California as a kid. I remember the days we'd play in baseball tournaments, and we had to bring oxygen tanks with us, believe it or not. That's how bad the smog was in California. And California made some moves, and we cleaned up the environment, and, you know, our kids can now breathe. And when I come to California, I can breathe. I don't experience the, you know, that continue what we used to call the smog cough. Don't experience that anymore. And you have the environmentalists, okay, to thank for that, because they helped do that. They helped clean up the air. The challenge is you got to know, you know, how it feeds into the rest of the program so that it's a positive and it doesn't destroy what you're doing, and you don't take these incredible measures for such a minor increment of adjustment just for the sake of power. And that's part of the challenge that we have, is when power is the objective, then you get some of what we're experiencing right now in America today. But this is why it requires an activated citizenry, a citizenry of we the people.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.